This highly social little bird so enjoys company that their elaborate nest becomes a family bedroom during the breeding season, and in cold weather, they gather together and huddle on branches to stay warm. They also tend to travel in flocks of 30 to 60 individuals. That is, until breeding season arrives, at which point they break off into pairs and build some of the bird world's most remarkable nests. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, it's all about the delightful bush tit. This is Bay Birds. Bush tits are quite common in our area, but they are so active that even expert birders find them hard to glimpse. They have a grayish-brown body, a long tail, and a tiny bill. And their eyes can actually give you a clue as to whether you are looking at a male or female bush tit. As young birds, their eyes are generally dark, and adult males retain the dark eyes, but the adult female's eyes become yellow. Another fun fact, they are the smallest perching bird in North America, measuring only about 5 inches from tip to tail. Only hummingbirds are smaller in size. They make up for their small size, though, with remarkably elaborate, gourd-shaped, hanging nests built from spiderwebs, moss, lichens, and other plant material and insulated with feathers or fur. During the breeding season, the whole family sleeps in the nest, but once the young have fledged, they leave their cozy spot to sleep on branches. Keeping with their social nature, bush tits often have helper birds that assist with feeding the young. In most birds, these helpers are generally last year's young. And while this may also hold true for bush tits, their helper tends to be an unmated male. It isn't clear what advantage this has for the unmated male, but perhaps he learns a few lessons on caring for young, attracting a mate, or just likes the company. Whatever the reason, it may help improve the survival of the young, especially in nests with a large number of young. Bush tits are also quite acrobatic. They will often hang upside down by one foot and use the other foot to bend back foliage while they search for small insects and spiders to eat. Although these are their preferred food, one of our center's volunteers recently shared that she witnessed bush tits nectar robbing. What exactly is nectar robbing? Well, a nectar robber will poke a hole in the base of a flower and return to it frequently to collect the nectar that is slowly dripping out. Since they don't provide any service for the plant, the process is called nectar robbing. Bush tits are year-round residents in the San Francisco Bay Area and adapt well to suburbs. They can be found in a variety of habitats, but prefer open, mixed woodlands with some sort of scrubby understory. We do have a few bush tits spending time with us at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, but you'll have to use a lot of patience trying to spy them. And unfortunately, they don't really have a song for you to follow. The male and female generally just call back and forth to each other with soft sips and pits. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.